Greg, we've mentioned your company on the show before, and you got in touch to say, hey, that's me. So I'm so glad that you've been able to join us today. And I wanted you to remind us what Ascribe.io is doing in the world.
Sure. So Ascribe is based on the idea that creators are kind of getting a raw deal online, but also from the idea that users don't deserve DRM. It's not a functional solution. So what we've come up with is a way to let creators secure attribution by registering their works on the blockchain, which is, we like to think of it as a secure database that anyone can write to, but no one can change. We're currently based on the Bitcoin blockchain, but we're going to be shifting over to a new database soon. So our idea is to kind of create a bidirectional link between content online. So what that means is, on one end, you have the creator who can register their works. And on the other end, if a user finds works online, they are able to trace it back to the original creator through machine learning. So we think this bidirectional linking will give creators a bit more control over their work and a bit of visibility into how it's being used online and help celebrate all the copying that's going on.
Yeah, it seems like a really wonderful solution to a variety of awkwardnesses in the way our copyright law functions now. Can you give us an idea how much uptake you've had?
We've had pretty great uptake, actually. Mm-hmm. We've got steady growth going on. One of our biggest projects right now is with Creative Commons France. We're doing an experiment with them to allow people to register their works on Ascribe with a Creative Commons license. And the purpose of doing that is kind of twofold. On one side, it gives the creators the visibility that we talked about, so they can secure attribution on the blockchain and use the tools to see where their work has spread to. And on the other hand, it creates this permanent dedication to the Creative Commons license. The Creative Commons licenses are all non-revocable, which makes them a perfect match for blockchain because the license will never go away. There's not a risk of it just falling off into this orphaned work black hole.
Mm-hmm. Are you at all up against...
information will always be attached to it.
Are you all up against sort of a blockchain unfamiliarity barrier with creators and others who want to use the creator's work? Are you finding that people don't quite know what this is or what it means to them?
Yeah, that is a big barrier. And I think as soon as you get into talking about the underlying technology and the word Bitcoin, people automatically turn to Silk Road and Bitcoin as currency rather than Bitcoin as database, which is the way we're using it. But I think the more people have been talking about encryption, the more people realize that this is something important that can help them protect their work. So interestingly enough, I think all of the debate around encryption has really, really improved this now.
And it's made our job easier
in terms of... well, people are just generally more aware of encryption and the math that powers this registration and keeps it secure. Mm-hmm. And I think people are looking for ways to adopt it into their work now. We've actually seen artists who have made it a pretty vital part of their practice.
Can you give us some examples of that?
Sure. We've had there's a few different ways. A few artists are celebrating copies by doing, I think they're kind of art interventions more than an actual work that's important because of the work itself. So one artist, Constant Dullard, decided that he would put a work up online and increase the price based on the number of copies that were made or Pinterest pins that it had or retweets that it had. Mm. And after a certain time period, the number of shares would be the price of the work. But then there's more practical uses, like we've been working with a number of art galleries who want to create limited edition digital works, which they are able to do on the blockchain because one copy can be assigned to one user. And cryptographically, you can't have that same copy again. So galleries are able to sell limited edition digital work the same way they would a numbered print or a numbered photograph. So we've seen a lot of interesting applications like that. And even further, we've seen ideas for things like using this edition concept to do fractional ownership of work, where people can buy a piece of a work that might otherwise have been out of their price range before and kind of take part in an artist's career that way. So we're getting unexpected uses like that as well.